My thing is, I like a backstory. I kind of like the backstory on this demon. So according to mythology, the Volcanic Rock, I didn't even know that was a word, Volcanic Rock, officially called Sesho Seki, apologies to all my Japanese people if I'm messing this up, is home to Tanomo Name, a.k.a. the Nine-Tailed Fox. I feel like there's a movie about this. I feel like I watched this somewhere.
I feel like you're starring in it, like the lone wolf, like battling this.
So we have a war between Russia and Ukraine. We have a world pandemic that people's getting quiet about, but COVID's still alive.
We got demons Elsa.
And now we have demon rocks. I didn't do the news yet. I didn't talk about it because we were kind of speeding it, but this lead exposure may have lowered half of the Americans' IQ, but that's a whole other madness. The world's in a bad place, man. Go to church, people. You know whatever whatever spiritual deity you pray to, please get closer. These are trying times. That's crazy. I just want to do this one in terms of entertainment news. Empire star Jussie Smollett sentenced to 150 days in county jail for staging hate crime and lying to authorities. Because, you know, America don't like when you lie to them. The city of Chicago had spent a lot of money to investigate and pursue him. So the 39-year-old actor learned his fate Thursday, following a lengthy hearing during which Smollett's lawyers unsuccessfully argued for a judge to throw out his conviction or grant a new trial. No, we don't need a new trial. We don't need to spend more money. Did he do it or did he not do it? He did the thing. Okay, trial him. So disgraced actor Jussie Smollett was sentenced to jail time followed by probation. So he has jail and he has probation. Thursday for staging his own hate crime and filing a false report with police a little more than 2 months after Chicago jury convicted him on 5 counts of disorderly conduct and Lynn's discretion. Smollett received 30 months of felony probation with the first 150 days spent in jail for his crimes, People confirms. Do you guys feel he got enough time? What does 150 days come out to, Osmond? I've never been to jail. I don't know what that shakes out to.
5 months or so?
Is that 5 months? Was that 150 divided by 30? Is that 5 months? Let me pull out
that. For the lame thing thing that he did, he messed up his own career. He deserved it.
What was his... It's been going on so long. What was his reasoning behind it? Like, what possessed him? Was it like he wanted to raise awareness of what's going on? Like,
just dumb.
But if he's still pushing for a new trial, like, I guess he's still saying that he didn't do it. But the men that he hired said, yo, he hired us. We didn't do that just off the grip. And on top of it, he sentenced to pay $106 thousand in restitution and received a maximum fine of $25,000 Lynn ordered. So, yeah, he has to pay that. Yeah, the city of Chicago want their money back. It was a huge investigation.
It's interesting that they can, you know, there's cops doing worse.
Yeah,
and they're getting a month off with pay. And so I'm just like, is it really that
really
serious?
Really? 5 months. Okay.
Anybody get like really injured?
Nobody got injured besides Jussie. Okay, listen. In grand scheme, he filed a false claim.
Okay.
That warrants 5 months of jail.
The community service and all that stuff. I think that would have sufficed. Like, I don't know, jail time? 5 months?
We see beer cops in the States getting off for unjustly shooting.
What type of facility will he be in? One of those, like, you know those jails that you're like, really? That's not jail.
So what do you feel? Jussie Smollett should go to, like, a Max? Should go to a Supermax? Should go to Quentin? Can Jussie Smollett, when he comes out, can he act again?
Nope.
Why not?
No, he was having a good thing for himself and he messed it up by himself. So I don't think he deserved it. That's me personally.
That's wild, man. He really hired people for hate crime. That's crazy, man. Montreal might see more. Mind you guys one more time. Starting on March 17th, we are Funding Drive. We are a community show. We are powered by your funding. We are powered by your help. So please donate to the show. We're going to open up the lines next week, 514-448-4013. The theme this year is Till Infinity. How you feel about that slogan? They're like, yeah, more Detour, we see Moon Chaser, Moon One, Guys of Galaxy, boom, Fun Drive is Till Infinity. The goal is 35K. So if you enjoy the great programming, we have a myriad of shows on the Mighty CKT 9.3 FM. I always say legends live here. A lot of great, you know, you have shows like West Indian Rhythm, Boom Boom Time with Pat Dillon. I love that. My favorite show on CKT is the Gospel Show on Sundays. I always call it wrong. I think it's Mind, Body, and Spirit, but I always say it wrong. But that is my favorite show. So we're gonna kick that off next week. CKT Funding Drive. We're gonna have Morning Detour T-shirts and We Own Fridays hoodies for sale, with a portion of the sales going back to CKT to add to the funding drive. Now Montreal's a special time. We're about to get into our Guardians of the Galaxy mix. Sabby, you are in the building. Mr. Cool, you are in the building. Yes, we have a lot of new music. We have Takens with Maserati. We got the homie Sales. One of my featured joints is more in that trailer mod with Destiny. Boy, that's the one. That's the one. We have the GMB boys, Get Money boys, and we also have my boy Roji. So much of my city is 804. Let's get, we're a little bit behind, but you know, let's get into the mix. The Gardens of the Galaxy. This is the Heart of the City mix, brought to you by Moon One Media. Nobody's, there's only one moon chaser. Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs, but my only drug is hip hop. Love this life. It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT. Yes, Roji. That's the East Side, Mr. Cool. You know, I'm going to start off with my compa brothers. Shout out to Laval. Shout out to Dajanay. Roji, baby. If you don't know Roji, follow him. His music is amazing. He sound right, baby. This the Heart of the City mix. Let's go.
Depuis femme, yo montre m'pop, yo fait bam, rete ton bois, balé. Bois, c'est bout d'un sou, poteau, a fait yo déballé. 3h du matin, yo peut demander côté wallé. Ça, c'est affaire, pas pas n'a coué des femmes. Même sous ta poil, la même, t'en pas n'a coué des femmes. Dis le remède, moi, dis le remède, pas fait bagalette. Qu'on est nègre, pep, pas moyen, si m'ba, ouais, coule l'argent. Gang, m'ba, le cop, ou l'alphe zongle. Après, les lits, tout n'est moins, moi, les tatoués, tout nombre. Ou paré ou tu mets à chercher l'autre. Depuis yo vini dit yo retiré qui l'autre. Et quand ça arrive, n'est-ce fuck up game là. Non, man, pas besoin de point personnel. Y'a vite pas mon time là, ouais, ça y est, tu joues d'aime. Ah, ça y est, je suis marié. Non, man, pas besoin de point personnel. Tu vois, tout bail, l'a regardé dans la télévision. Histoire la fugueuse, bail Damien. Nous, on a pas besoin de faire bail, ça y est, tout le monde a nagé. Pour y sortir, tout le monde a pris. Non, man, pas besoin de point personnel. Mais mec, yo pense que nous pas j'me débloquer. Mais tes figues dans tes pieds, regardez qui j'en y a débordé. Ouais, ma bosse dans la ria pour nous galéger. Voyez l'ensuite à l'on qui quitte puis la pointe qui guide. Je lui crois, c'est vraiment coup de corps. Même si ils le même, oh oui, ma coup de corps. Et dis-le même, moi dis-le même, ma femme bagalette. Qu'on est nègre, même si ouvre l'amour ou qu'on est moins bagatant. Non.
I know life could be a difficult road.
City,
once you got real ones in your corner, you ain't never got a face of
the big homie Sales.
You don't really, I don't really want no problems.
No problems.
If you with me, I just really wanna solve them. Cause I really know the feeling once you stop it. You go riding, riding low. See you climbing, no quick timing. See you climbing up. You don't really, I don't really want no problems. You don't really, I don't really want no problems.
Life is hard, look what you go through. Surviving with your scars as if you chose to. Just know we ain't against the odds if we control moods. I just wanna hit your heart just like some soul food.
You don't really, I don't really want no problems. If you with me, I just really wanna solve them. Cause I really know the feeling once you stop it. You go riding, riding low. See you climbing, no quick timing. See you climbing up. You don't really, I don't really want no problems. You don't really, I don't really want no problems.
Life is hard, look what you go through. Surviving with your scars as if you chose to. Just know we ain't against the odds if we control moods. I just wanna hit your heart just like some soul food. No, I see you fighting, just don't give up. Everything is time and the time it'll build you up. Keep grinding, it'll get you up. Sometimes you gon' feel you stuck. Your path is just the harder way. No, that ain't no wrong, but as we grow, we find a smarter way to get you the light. Every day we in the ring, but is you ready to fight? And we get hit up. It seems they've been plotting this all along. They give battles to the soldiers when they know that they strong.
Yeah. You don't really, I don't really want to.
A party time again, yeah, yeah. Pay pretty girl on sign. Feel some me want all the vibes.
All the vibes.
Feel some me want all the vibes.
You're now tuning into the Heart of the City mix. It's the GMB boys, Get Money boys. Oh man, it's the best amongst y'all right here. We do music too. We can rap, we can sing, we can chant. It's the Morning Detour, Guardians of the Galaxy, DJ Maddie, Weezy Mo Chaser, you know how we do things.
Ocean, ocean, right now, me just want all the vibes. Wake up a pretty girl and bubble and wine. It's been a long time, literally, since a girl bend over and give me a good wine. Me not in this virtual business. Me want the girl for bend over, and cut me up on the wall. And when she get wet, the kitty have to send over. So I wine pon the cocky, my girl. Me love the way I wine pon the cocky, my girl. Yeah, yeah, you a champion. Right now, you are number one. Yeah, yeah, you are walking trophy. When you walk on the street, if you bossy. Well, Patsy say you're not that shit. But no waste, man. It's only Mr. R.O. She wanna broke her waist and just wanna hold her vibes right now. Can I hold her wine right now? Glassing on me and my girl, take your time. And bust a slow wine right now. Slow wine, slow motion. Girl, are you got the potion. Rest your body and get your weight like the ocean. Ocean. Beer girl, I want me want. Beer girl, I want me need. At the party beside me, I bubble up my wine. My love is city girl, I'm having a good time. Popping bottles and everybody holding a vibes. Watch the girl, I'm just a bump and grind. No say man like me, no me now waste time. I feel all a girl and what's a wine.
It's not GB in the world. It's not GB on
this life, climb on time and time.
It's that Heart of the City mix. 8:10 in the morning. We on Fridays. Where's Scotty? Where you need him? Guardians of the Galaxy, DJ Maddie, Moon One, Mr. Cool's in the building. The number one teacher in the country's in the building, Sabby. Let's go!
Me love it when you climb on top, climb on top. Me love it when you climb on top. You got me solid as a rock. Bounce on it, girl, tick tock. I know the way you make it clap. Girl, climb on top, climb on top.
Let me see a girl bounce on it like a pony. Let me slide in a hit like a Santa Pete. Me no say she love, but she bounce on it like a bunny rabbit. Girl, you know me love when you climb on top. Me no say you love back shot, but me love when you climb on top. You could do the dance on TikTok.
Climb on top. Me love it when you climb on top. Climb on top. Me love it when you climb on top. You got me solid as a rock. Bounce on it, girl, TikTok. I know the way you make it clap. Girl, climb on top. Climb on top.
She call me like wavy, I come over. She like it when I come and I bend her over. And when I hit it from the back, I grab her shoulder. Wavy always the man, I control her. Ass so fresh, she make it clap nonstop. Footy so wet, that make the pussy drip drop. I love it when you climb on top. Bounce on it while you tick tock.
Climb on top. Me love it when you climb on top. Climb on top. Me love it when you climb on top. You got me solid as a rock. Bounce on it, girl, TikTok. I know the way you make it clap. Girl, climb on top, climb on top. Yeah, me.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Straight Lamar.
Hold on, hold on, Maddie. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on. You know what I mean? I hate to compare. I don't want to compare nobody to nobody. Trey Lamont got to come up to the Morning Detour. Enough is enough, man. When I heard this, I got to. Nah, hold on, man. Hold on. We talked to him. We got to do it like Flex. I'm Flex. I'm Envy. I'm K-Slay. I'm everybody rolled in one. I'm DJ Clue. I'm everybody rolled in one.
Got me feeling like Jacob.
When Trey Lamont sent me this song, I had goosebumps. This felt like Tory Lanez and Chris Brown came together. No, no. Okay, bear me in. 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 Yeah, Montreal, my city. This the heart of the city. This the boy Trey Lamont. I need the video for this. I need the cameo for this. I need all the shots. Me and Mr. Cool need to be in the two-door. Times two. Follow him. Let's get these streams up on this. Trey Lamont, boy. What? This the one DJ Mac. Give me a 1-2 scratch for some gunshots, boy. I told Destiny. For those who don't know, I told Destiny. This the one. This the one. Much out my city, we locked in. The boy Trey Lamont.
This only one. This only one more chase. Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
I'm on
Love you.
Good morning, Zito on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Trailamont's out of here with this queen. Uh-huh. Umbrella, baby.
Again. I'ma do it again and again. I pray to God to forgive all my sins, all my sins. I spin the block and I do it again.
Do it again, do it again.
They don't wanna see me mix and blend. They don't wanna see a new win. Make money on first. Cell phone church, church. Now I need church. Tryna make money off of verse. 514 to the 6 side. We hurry y'all, let's try switch sides. Get rainy on this side. Umbrella stay quarter when the queen ride.
Might keep a man for the purpose. I be so cold in that bully gang, going and doing the most. They just keep lurking and praying, I'm hurting, but God on my side, so I'm focused. Yeah.
Perky, tryna be better than murky. Flies don't feel like a birdie. Time for a pigeon who chirpy. If they don't understand, I'ma show them again. Only got room for you in the band. Tryna squeeze in a friend. This is where it begins, but now where it ends. I'ma do it again. I'ma do it. I'ma do it again and again. I pray to God to forgive all my sins, all my sins. I spin the block and I do it again.
Do it again, do it again.
They don't wanna see me mix and blend. They don't wanna see a new win.
I promise you, Montreal, this the one. Trey Lamar, baby, times two. We need to stream this. We need to get this to a million streams, boy. Huh? Shout out to Destiny, man. One umbrella, bro.
Baby say.
Hold on, hold on. It's the jam of the week. Maserati brought to you by Tegan's. Maserati. Streaming on all major platforms. Maserati. This the Heart of City mix. DJ Maddie.
Said she ain't want me if I don't drive Maserati. So I lied to the shardy. Told her I'm in a Rari. She replied, you should call me, picking you up next Marty. I had a spread in the car seat, never again did she saw me. She loved that I'm persistent, even when she get distant. Got me feeling like Jacob, what I want is a sister. And I'm still in the trenches, eating apples for breakfast. Put my stock in gymnastics, just to see money stretching. I don't got beef and I don't got malice. All that I need is meat to my salad. Bruise on my knees, you can see my callus. Rather be me than to be invalid. If not teeth, equal teeth, y'all status. So what I see in the league, y'all average. ISO 3 when I hit C splashes. Sweetie, I don't really need no practice. But she said she ain't want me if I don't drive Maserati. So I lied to the shardy. Told her I'm in a Rari. She replied, you should call me. Picking you up next Marty. Had a spread in the car seat. Never again did she saw me. Next door is a party. I invited Kaylani. Baby, I'm trying to Ken. I ain't talking about Barbie. She told me she's a bi. I said, leaving that way too. She meant she go both ways. I ain't know she bilingual. Now you and me, that can be ecstatic. Just believe we can make real magic. All I see, we can live real lavish. I just need you to like gymnastics. Ain't no sleep when you see my mattress. Make you speak in at least three languages. I tease and I leave our master. Say la vie, but you treat me tragic. When you said you ain't want me if I don't drive Maserati. So I lied to the shardy. Told her I'm in a Rari. She replied, you should call me. Picking you up next Marty. I had a spread in the car seat. Never again did she saw me. But she said she ain't want me if I don't drive Maserati. So I lied to the shardy. Told her I'm in a Rari. She replied, you should call me. Picking you up next Marty. She got like a zombie. Never again did she saw me. She loved that I'm persistent, even when she resistant. Got me feeling like Jacob. I won't be in paper. She only with stars. Never roll with the basics. I told her I'm from Mars. Now she riding my spaceship. Cause she said she ain't want me if I don't drive Maserati. So
So I lied to the shardy, told her I'm in a Rari. She replied, you should call me, picking you up next Marty. I had a spread in the car seat, never again did she saw me.
Only one more chaser. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They see him on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
Love this life.
This is the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, 8:19 in the morning. It's Friday, March 11th. Boy, we flying through this year, boy. It's going through. I'm joined by my guest, celebrity co-host, Mr. Cool from 8208 Agency. They give me, yeah, your celebrity co-host, man. You put your work in, B. What you talking about, man? Let me turn you up, man. Come up to the mic, man. So, yeah, 8208 Agency. He's also a co-host on the Fabulous podcast, Breakdown to Lowdown. We're doing things. We're doing things. Moving east and west side. We're all in the building. Now, we got Teacher of the Year, Sabby, newly mastered. You got your master's, in teaching and stuff like that. So you're a real teacher now. So how you feel, man? Walk me through the emotions a little bit.
I mean, I have the paper, right? But I've been teaching for 8 years.
Okay, so now you're a real teacher.
Whatever.
She's been on the field. She's been in the game.
Yes. It feels great to have another degree under my belt. I always feel empowered by, education. So it feels great to actually finish, though. I started that degree in the beginning of the pandemic and, so much emotions with what was going on. And I'm like, hey, my old self going back to school full time. And some of these, my classmates were the same age as my daughter.
Yeah,
and
crazy.
I'm like, we're doing group work and they're talking about all this scandalous stuff. And I'm like, I just want to drink tea and go to bed. Can we just get this assignment done? So, but it was a great experience and I'm glad to be finished finally because McGill's tuition is not serious. It's ridiculously high in comparison to Concordia. I was like, I can't afford this. This needs to be finished really quick.
So Mr. Cool was saying something off here. So let's pick up the conversation there, brother.
No, I was saying that because my two sisters too, they're teachers.
Okay.
And like I was telling you off air, teachers be lit.
What do you mean by
outside
of
the classes hours when y'all doing your party, because like you've been saying off air, like sometimes you need that balance, you need to disconnect. So that's what I'm saying, like behind the scene, like for yourself, like how do you disconnect from the teaching and all that? And on top of that, you got, well, I don't want to put your business out there, but like you got kids.
Yes,
and all that. Like,
no, I'm very vocal
so
about being
you're very vocal. You're very vocal about being a mom.
I almost came through with my single mom t-shirt and I was like, okay, no, yeah. I honestly, how do I disconnect? It's a lot of just doing nothing. I don't party that much, especially now with what's going on. I just need to relax. I need to empty my brain sometimes. But I won't pass up a good party and whatnot, because I teach in the youth sector and that is super demanding, right? Like I started off in the adult education sector, and for me, in comparison to what I'm doing now, it was a lot easier teaching adults, because with kids there's so many other, you're not just teaching, like I'm a science and technology teacher. I'm not just teaching science. I'm being aware of their emotional wellness. How are you feeling today? Did you eat? Why are you snapping back at me? And I teach at an all-boys school, so that's like another challenge in itself because I have daughters.
But
so
is that something that they teach you when you learn to become a teacher? Like how to like look out for like the emotional cues as well? Because a lot of people think you just teach, you follow your curriculum, you do that, this is it. If you guys grasp it, if you guys don't take it, it's whatever. But like, the good teachers care.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so I should open up there.
Yes.
You being in the, I just feel like, yeah, come in, take it. You're supposed to be on the show. This guy. Yo, I care with you and your red bear. But come in, bro. You're supposed to be on the show now. You know, being a student for so many years, you've always wondered, like, what goes on in the teacher's lounge, right? So now, pulling back the veil, are all teachers as passionate anymore? Or are some people just like, it's just a check. I just want to go home at the end of the day.
There's a mix. There's a set of teachers who realize, oh, this is a pretty good salary and I get my summers off and so I'll do it. There are other teachers who are passionate and were actually born to do that and then they love it. And then there are teachers who were born to do it, they're passionate and they love it, but in a place like Quebec where you're poorly supported by the government, they're tired, they're burnt out.
Yeah.
I remember teaching a class, like you're supposed to have a class of around 25 or so. And I remember teaching at a public school and I had a class of 42 students, which is exhausting.
A lot of kids got issues, you know, and that's why we need more teachers to come on the show. Yo, these kids are messed up from our day. Our day, our only concern was like, yo, make sure you finish this letter that she gave you, because the letter game was heavy back when we were in high school. Make sure you send a letter off. And that's all we worried about. Whose house we're going to on pet days, and that's all we worried about. Now they have all, you know, you look at the show like Euphoria, and I think the show like Euphoria is a good representation of this, of the young student culture. They're dealing with grown people issues in high school. That's crazy.
It's not supposed to be like that.
It's not, definitely not supposed to be like that, bro. That's crazy.
But I always say that, though, because I have a couple of teachers around me. I respect a lot of teachers because, like, me personally, as a student, I was giving hell to teachers. Like, we were making sure, like, you out on burnout. So that's why I always said, like, I will never be a teacher because, like, I remember what I used to do to teachers. So
I used to
giving
say the
big
same
shout
thing.
Out to teachers. But I don't know what type of student you were, but.
I was a good student. Nerd. I was a, be quiet. I used to say the same thing. I didn't want to be a teacher because my mother's a teacher, and I saw how much work she had to bring home. It wasn't just a 9 to 5 and then that's it. She was correcting, she was preparing, and it was like you don't get paid enough for that. So I never wanted to be a teacher, but somehow it's like intrinsic. It was inherited, and here I am.
Well, it's going down, man. So thank you to Sabi this morning. So now we got Tegan's in the building. Of course, he's African late. So grab the mic, bro. Let's see what that's about. Maserati is the new single that's out right now. We'll see if he has an EP or something coming out attached with that. He's the man with the red beard. Life Ain't Free. And coming out next, we got Mr. Yoga. You know, I was on his website the other day. Goddamn. Clarence, the brother's moving yoga mats. Yo, boy, let me tell you, boy, I love black culture, man. It's a beautiful thing. So we have Tegan's in the building. You already know, entrepreneur, recording artist, independent, Life Ain't Free. The new single is Maserati. We played it earlier on in the Hardest City Mix. He came with the fancy phone holder. You know, Mr. Cool, when you're a big time recording artist and then you get awards and Tegan, you know, you go to the States and Tegan. That's how you move. Good morning, Mr. Tegan.
Good morning, man. My bad. I'm just setting up. I'm just.
All you deep voice brothers this morning on the show, all the girls in the show, like, man, this is a joy.
It's a Barry White morning.
Yo, yeah, we like the three heartbeats up here this morning, boy. We should start like an R&B group, like Tyrese
bear,
and Genuine.
Bare bass.
Yo, we should be like Tyrese, Genuine, and Tank, but I don't know who's going to be Genuine up here. It might be Mr. Cool.
I don't think so, man.
Try and get them in them jeans. Tegan's, what's going on, brother? What's going on, brother?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Yeah, and I'm blessed, man. You know you're one of my favorite guys. I love when you come on. You sent me the email with the new single. It's like, yes, oh, come on down. We just played it in the Hardest City Mix. So walk me through. What's going on, bro?
Yo, I'm in the thick of everything, bro, and it feels good. Feels good, yeah.
You outside?
I mean, I'm preparing for it, officially. I'm officially preparing for it outside, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I was like, okay, let's get it poppy. You know, I've been working a lot on. I took a lot of time, you know, with everything being the way it was to just get my writing on, you know what I'm saying? Get my writing on, get my recording on, and really, you know, come back out full swing. So that's what I'm doing right now. And, I dropped a few, you know, in the last 2 years, you know, I had just a few singles here and there. But now it's like, okay, we putting things together, and then we're getting ready for the release for my next EP.
Okay, so one of the singles is Maserati. That's what just came out.
Yes, sir, Maserati.
Yo, I like it, man. It had me feeling, you know, I'll be honest with you, I feel kind of away. Because I can't afford a Maserati right now, and you hyped it up a little bit. You're giving me too much aspiration. Stop giving me too much things to try for.
Motivation music.
No, I don't want motivation music. I want basic stuff. But all jokes aside, it's a great song.
I appreciate it.
Is this leading up to an EP?
Yes, exactly. So this is the first single of the year, but it's part of the EP that I'm working on. We're aiming for spring. We're aiming for second quarter, so May. May release.
So what's the vibe of this EP? I feel like every, you know, for those that know, you know, you're a Montreal-based hip-hop recording artist, performer. You have no shame in the game. You know, you show your African heritage every time you can.
Yeah.
Cameroon is a very beautiful place. I aim to go there.
Thank you. You're going.
And you've been there, right?
Yeah, I've been there.
What's the feeling when you come off the plane and you touch down in the motherland? You know, us being black people and you go to Africa, that's to be a different vibe. Like, walk me through that emotion real quick.
It's something else, you know. You walk down and then you're like, damn, like I'm really touching the real soil right now. Like you're touching the red soil, and then the air is different, everything is different, but you really you're there, you know, you look at the sky, the sky looks different.
It feels different.
Everything feels different, you know, but it's like, it's, I don't know what they call it, a culture shock. I don't know, but it's like, you land there and then you're like, damn, like, I remember when I got off, the plane and I was like, yo, I'm here. You know, like, yeah. I've been there before when I was a kid, but it's not the same.
But it's different.
You know, yeah, but the last time I went, this time I was like, okay, I was.
But did it change your perspective when you came back in the city?
For sure, in a sense. Yeah, for sure, in a sense. You know, it made me appreciate more, like, just what I have here. Mm-hmm. You know, when you, most of the time I was there, I was in the village with my family over there. And, you know, everybody has their there's a way of life over there. Mm-hmm. And everybody gets by how they can. Everybody works. Everybody puts in the work in the daytime. Then in the evening, they just relax. Everybody in the village is like more or less on this on the same type of time compared to here, where everybody's on their own individual time.
Yeah.
Everybody's just doing what they got to do for themselves. But in the village, it's like everybody still got to take care of their own. But there's a community. Obviously, it's the community, so everybody kind of looks out for each other to an extent, you know. So it's pretty, and then you know, it's hard to explain that to like my relatives who've never been on this side.
Yeah.
You know, I tell them like, yo, it's like over here, it's
no sense of community. You know, it's each one for each one.
If you find you find your little tribe over here, you hold on to it. But you know, at the end of the day, people still gotta wake up and do what they have to do individually. So, yeah. But it's influence in to work on, to answer your first question, work on for the EP is all influenced in the message of it, because the title is called Life of Life.
I was just reading that. Boy, yeah, listen, you are seeing this with these introspective EP titles. Break down Life is Life. And, you know, I'm still railing off the last slogan, Life Ain't Free.
Life Ain't Free is the OG, is the OG slogan. Life Ain't Free is the OG slogan. So I came out with Life Ain't Free in 2019, and that was like where my mindset was at the time, of just like, yo, all in a nutshell, all the work you put in is going to amount to something, you know, but we just can't control what that something is. Nothing happens for nothing. So that's the idea. But this time, Life of Life is more it's a bit lighter in the sense where, like, yeah, we know life ain't free, but we gotta enjoy it, bro. Like,
yeah.
So, like, literally the first line of the EP, it says, I'm gonna make this life a life. Like, I'm gonna make something with it. We here, I'm gonna do something about it in a way that I want to. You know, I'm not just gonna let it pass by. You know, and so Maserati is like, as a single, it's like, you know, it's just it's we're trying to live the good life. You know, and you know, sometimes trying to live the good life, you might come across a few honeys that, you know, trying to. You know, they want you for certain things, but if you don't have it, they might not look at you. But it's okay. You got to, you take it in stride, and then you finesse it, and then you do what you can with it, you know? So that's the overall idea with Maserati. And then, you know, I was having fun writing it, just with just being witty and the banter around it, you know? And just, I guess it's like some lightweight, light-headed, light-level social commentary with it, you know? Talks today online of just like, oh, what do men do to women, whatever it is, you know? But that was just my joke, my jab at it, man. You know?
No, we love it. We just played it, man. So the new single's called Maserati, off the upcoming EP entitled Life, A Life.
Yeah.
Coming out summer 2022. Any collabs on this one? Anybody trying to... I'd love to see a track with you and Roji or you and Sales, something like that. Listen.
Oh, I'm open to collab with everybody, bro. I want
to produce the you and Trey Lamont track. I want to get in there like LeBron.
Yo, get at me, bro.
I want to produce the you and Trey Lamont.
Trey's a good dude. We've known each other for a minute now. So, you know, we In the music world, we have been rubbing shoulders.
In the same room.
Yeah, we've been in the same rooms countless amount of times. You know, we have a lot of mutuals in the music world at the same time. You know, and that's even in the city. So
I think if he sings and you rap, I want to produce that single. I won't produce that.
I'm not hard to reach, bro. I'm not hard to reach.
Say less.
I ain't hard to reach.
Who would be someone that you would like to collab with? That someone that you have in mind, but like. You never reached out or whatever that you think would fit for that project coming out.
In the city?
Yeah, in the city.
I have one potential collaboration right now that is in the works. It's a female singer. Mm. I can't speak too much on it yet because, like I said, it's in the works. you know, with these things, you say one thing, but sometimes they don't pan out. Mm. And then
you gotta speak it into existence.
Exactly. To be honest. it's hard for me to answer that question because I really work on a song by song basis. Like, it's like I want to collaborate with you because it really makes the song.
Yeah.
The song. Yeah. You know, it's hard for me to I wired myself out to just saying, oh, I need to collab with that person just to collab with that person. Like, it's like, I start with the song first. And it's like, okay, ah, this person is who I need for
yeah.
I need this ingredient for this to make it work. Mm. And that could be anybody. That really can be anywhere. And that's what, I feel like that perspective is actually what allows me to be open to anybody, no matter where you're at in the game, you know, because I feel like, you know, some people, and it's subconscious, but sometimes you'll look at a person a certain way depending on what they're doing, what they're not doing, whatever, that might create a bias. And I'm trying to not have that.
Yeah, man, just going to work with them, man.
I'm just trying to be like, yo, okay, I have a song. I think this person or this person or this profile of an artist is what I need. So I'm going to reach out to the people who fit this type of profile, and then, you know, we'll go from there. So that's really how how I assess things.
It just gotta make sense.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so sometimes there may not be no feature. Sometimes there may be, you know. So that keeps me open. Mm. That really keeps me open.
Nah, man, I love it, man. I love your music. I love your energy. I love the fact that you're very independent. I gotta talk to you about your communication company. I'm starting to see, okay, Taken uses them, this person uses them. I'm getting all the Detour emails. I'm like, yo, a lot of people are using the same communication marketing team.
It's not a lot. It's at the same time, it's not a lot over here. So you are gonna come across.
We gotta talk. We gotta talk off here. We gotta talk off here. So Montreal, My City, we featured in the Hardest City Mix, the new single Maserati, streaming on all platforms. So I've taken his upcoming EP entitled Life, A Life. ETA, summer 2022.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll see you at some festivals. Listen, you know, me and Mr. Cool, you know, we got some things coming on, man. We got some things for you to, perform, man. You know, I always got you,
bro. Say less, bro.
You know, I got you. Oh, boy, coming up next, Mr. Yoga. We're going to get Zen up here on the Morning Detour this Friday. You know what I mean? We're going to get centered. You know what I mean? I've done a little bit of yoga, so I have a yoga story for you, too.
Too much stress in my life.
8:35 in the morning is the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Every player's Amy Coach, right? Master recipes on the stove lights. The number on his jersey is the quote, right? You order Diet Coke, that's a joke, right? Everybody get it off the boat, right? But only I can really have a snow fight. Detroit, Dallas, your shit, like. If your bins bigger, step it up the ghost, like. This he was a holy misdemeanor. My tunnel bitch is better on the stove lights. You order Diet Coke, that's a joke, right? My work is compensated, so we don't strike. Wish me luck, see green like diamond ship. The ones you trust don't change like them chains you took. Cause I'm concerned who the best me and Azos. Watch them drive, give me all of my basics. Head it up. You're in them bitches, but they laser tagging up. They mad at us. Who wouldn't be? We became everything you couldn't be. Everything your mama said you shouldn't be. The bullshit horse is revving like look at me. Saddle up. I'm still pushing, baby, batter up. Imaginary players ain't been coached right. Best of recipes on the stove lights. The number on his jersey is the quote price. You want a Diet Coke, that's a joke, right? All you need to get it off the boat, right? But only I can really have a snow fight. Detroit, Dallas, your shit, like. If your man's bigger, step it up to close, like. The flow's untouched, the drums is tough. Drop coming in when roads get rough. Snow's a must, the nose adjust. Young G's like we hold and puff. Best jewelry, and hoes we lust. Chanel drinking, say, blush. Crush ups like pretty boys. And we driving pretty toys. Extendos will make plenty noise. Crescendo, make your car window. Kiss your car window. This was our only misdemeanor. Nike box, hold 100 down with no insoles. The error was such a black error. How many still standing reflected in that mirror? Lucky imaginary players ain't me coach right. That's the recipes on the stove light. The number on his jersey is the quote right. You want a Diet Coke, that's a joke, right? Oh, you get it off the boat, right? But only I can really have a snow fight.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I was told with Maddie Lee's the transition's kind of different, boy. Oh, boy, Montreal, my city. It's another Friday, 8:38 in the morning. He is a business owner, philanthropist. You know, that's a big word, too, Mr. Cool. Philanthropist. I want to be a philanthropist as well. He's a public speaker. You know, he's comfortable in the public. His company's called Grove Campus. Black-owned. Yoga mats. Yes. I need to get some mats, too. Yes. You know, listen, quiet as kept. I've been dying to go to one of his classes. Now, during the pandemic, since the beginning of the pandemic, I saw this young brother, you know, he got out there with people in the open spaces, brought centering to their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, you were recently nominated for a Black Laureate, no? So, you know, Black Change Maker to say, you know what, we're going to give him the stamp. Quiet is scared, but a lot of people don't know. Me and the gentleman right here, we went to elementary school together, so hopefully he'll give you guys some stories.
So you got stories?
We haven't seen each other as adults. You know, I followed him online. I'm a fan. I support him. I reposted stuff. I think what he's doing is great. Mm. I know the benefits of meditation. I know the benefits of yoga, so we'll get into all of that. I'd like to welcome to the show Mr. Brandon Jarvis. How you doing, King?
Good, how are you?
This guy, watch this guy with the smooth, watch this guy, Keith Sweat. I'm gonna call him the Yoga Keith Sweat.
Oh, you guys are killing me.
Yo, so the whole pandemic, how many lives have you saved during the pandemic? Because I saw you all day. It started with a small group. Yeah. Then I started getting bigger and bigger. I said, man, goddamn people. Because at first, I'm like, at first, it came off as you're doing it for self in terms of, like, you had found something that you had found your peace in.
Yeah.
And you're enjoying it. And then you want to share with people and say, hey, listen, I'm going to be out here anyway doing this yoga meditation thing. So if you want to come, you can come. Yeah. Mm. And I saw it grow and grow and grow. And now you're, like, you're a whole corporation now. I mean, white people calling you, like, yo, listen, no, we need a guy from Grove Campus. We need to go to Grove Campus. How did this whole thing come about with, like, with the yoga, with the meditation? Were you just kind of, like, finding yourself?
Yeah, so... it really started, I guess, when, and it depends how much time we have this morning.
We got 20 minutes. It's all you. Go out with your thing, man.
So I landed myself in prison.
Yeah.
And from there, I was really trying to seek out, like, professional services. So psychologist, therapist.
Yeah.
And I had a meeting.
This was after prison, right?
No, this was in prison.
In prison? I said,
you know, like, before prison, obviously, like, you know, coming from the culture that we come from and the parenting and you know, disciplinary measures and stuff like that, it really left an imprint in my mind. And I was like, yo, this is not normal. Like, the people who are supposed to be protecting me and looking out for me are, like, you know, hurting me, you know? And it was very traumatic. And it made me very angry and getting myself into a lot of problems and trouble.
Yeah.
And so I find myself in prison now, and I'm like, okay, I've never really had access or... you know, insurance to be able to see somebody on that level.
Yeah.
So I'm in the system, might as well make use of it.
Right.
And I have my first meeting, and at the end of the meeting, she asks me if I'm suicidal, and I say no. And she's like, well, unfortunately, we don't have enough resources to continue seeing you. So basically, like, you're on your own unless you're suicidal. Yeah,
boy.
Unless that changes, call us.
Boy, this conditional love, boy. See that institutionalized madness, bro?
Two things. One is, like, someone in this position asking for help can't get it. Mm. And the next thing is, like, there's that many people. There's that many guys
that need help.
Like, yeah.
Looking, you know, for help, right?
So that was really shocking to me. So anyways, I go through the system, and surprise, surprise, I come out worse than when I went in after seeing all kinds of, like, you know, people being really just violent towards one another, overdoses, you know, being locked in a cell for, like, weeks on end.
Yep.
And so I come out, and I have my parole officer. I'm on parole at this time, and I say, yo, miss, like, I'm not well. Like, I need help. And she says, there's a six-month waiting period to see somebody. And I said, okay, you know what, forget it. Like, I'm sure by the time I get a job, you know, I'll be busy. I won't have to kind of think about this stuff. I can just keep myself on the go.
Yeah.
That's not really sustainable. After a certain point, you're going to burn out. And so anyways, I ended up getting a job. I was playing in a summer league.
Yeah.
So keeping myself busy enough. One day I'm on my way to a basketball game, and I get into a car accident. Me and the gentleman, you know, we got out the car, we exchanged words, it escalated, we exchanged pushing and shoving, he calls the police come, they rearrest me for assault, because I'm on parole already.
Yeah.
No matter what, like, they run my name, I'm in the East End, I'm Anglophone, they see I have...
No, you're a triple offender. You're a triple offender.
Exactly.
You're Anglophone in the East End?
Exactly.
Anybody, if you're black in the East End, you're a gang member.
Yeah, exactly.
Across the board.
So they run my name, and they see this, like, that I just got out, so they're, okay, they rearrest me, and they charge me with assault. So I find myself back in prison now, and I'm just like, no, this can't be real. Like, I don't want to... believe that this is life right now? Like, how is it possible that I ended up back here? And I feel like I was really, I feel like I was really judgmental towards people who were in and out. You know what I mean? Like, I have family members who were going in and out. And when I was younger, I was just like, how come they can't learn? And you know what I mean? And then just seeing guys coming in and out when I was doing my first time, I was just like, yo, if they ever let me out of here, I'm like a bat out of hell. Like, you'll never see me.
Yeah, I'm not coming back. And then you end up back there.
But then I'm back here, and I'm like, how is this possible, you know? And, like, the only thing I had to do was just stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
That's it. Not hard. Just out of trouble, you know? So I got a pen and paper, and I think this is where, like, the journey really started to take a shift is I started to write out, like, my entire life. Like, just, like, from my first memory, my childhood, everything, just writing, every waking moment.
So what made you start there? Like, why was that the thing you write out?
I had to figure out how was it possible that I ended up back, and I needed to do that before I got out again because I didn't want to go back ever again. I wanted to make it a point to, like, you know, make the most out of life because I see the quality of life of people who go in and out, and I didn't want to get trapped in that cycle. So I write out everything, and I come to the realization that, like, it's all my fault. Like, I haven't been taking responsibility for, like, my actions. I was kind of, like, putting it on other people's shoulders, you know. Oh, my parents didn't protect me, or they did this, or that person did that. Like, the reason I'm resentful and angry is everybody else's fault except for mine.
Yeah.
And at that point, I realized that that's not true and that I need to start taking responsibility. And that made me super depressed. I was like, fuck, like, I've been ruining my life. I put myself in this situation. I've been hurting people.
Yeah.
Like, I actually, like, was able to see all the things that people were trying to get me to see for so long. And I was just like, no, you're wrong. But no, they were right. And a year after, like, just being bedridden with depression, my then girlfriend, she came up to me and she's like, I think you should try yoga. And then I said, I think that's a ridiculous suggestion. I was like, yo, that's foolishness. Like, Black people don't do yoga. Black men don't do yoga. I need professional help. Like, I've been asking for a therapist, psychologist. Like, what do you talk about yoga? And then this, like, little intuitive voice was like, yo, we're hurting. We're struggling here. Like,
yeah, try to take.
Yeah, try. You have nothing, you have nothing to lose. Like, what do you really have to lose? And I was like, yeah, you know what? I was like, yo, babe, I'm going to try yoga. So I went to a couple classes, and then just one class, the lady, I felt like she was speaking to my soul. She's like, before we start, I want you to choose an intention. You can be more peaceful, joyful, live in the present moment, or be the best version of yourself. And I was like, that's what I want. Like, how do I get that? We're going through a class, and my mind was bouncing from comparing myself to the other people in the class, complaining about the weather, complaining about having to cook dinner, walking my dog, everything. And then she says, come back to your intention. And just, like, the breaker switch went on, all the lights. I was like, whoa, like, I was able to see how, like, you know, I'm making myself depressed just by thinking of these things, like, these thoughts of, like, ruining my life, never going to be happy, all these things that were circling through my mind for the year. I was like, yo, no wonder. So I ran home that after that class, and I started meditating and just got rid of thoughts that weren't true. Like, I ruined my life. Not true. Like, we had a first, you know, rough first quarter, two quarters, but it's halftime. Let's rebalance here and see if we could come out strong in the second half. And, you know, and so from there, it's like everything really started to shift and change. And then I was just like, yo, people from my community, from the inner city, people of color, they don't know about this. Like, I've never heard of yoga. Like,
for the man them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yoga for the man them.
For the, like, last 30 years of my life, like, I've never seen it, never heard it. If I think about yoga, I think about white women, pregnant women, or old people. You know what I mean? And so I was like, man, I gotta share this. So I got on Instagram, started sharing a few things. People were like, yo, what happened to you? Like, last time we checked in, you were like this angry, impulsive guy that just came out of prison. Now you're talking about something completely different. I was like, yo, yoga, you gotta try it. One person came through, my mom came through, and the next person came through, and I was like, okay, let me get everybody together because it's a lot of one-on-ones. I'm not certified, so I don't feel comfortable charging, but I don't want to do it for free. Pay what you can, and we'll use the money to buy school supplies and Christmas toys and support, you know, family and community and all that stuff. And like you said, it's been growing beautifully ever since.
Oh, man, that's love right there.
It's dope because, you know, as Black men, me personally, like, if
if I'm going through stuff and all that, like, I'm having a hard time to talk, or, like, even sometimes just taking the time for myself to just process or assess what I'm going through. Mm-hmm. So, me personally, like, I don't really have an avenue for that. I'm still looking for it, but you find it for yourself, and it's yoga, so that's dope.
Yeah, exactly.
When because we don't have a lot of resources as black men. Exactly. Or black community in general.
Exactly.
Well, these are our resources. Yeah. You know, you have Brandon with the yoga and the meditation. You know, you got Fimo with the meditation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we have David Archer and Kambuba.
Yeah.
This is our resources. Hit me up at D254. I'll link you. These are our resources. Mm-hmm. But well, one of the things you said there, too, as black men, we have to come to the realization on our own. Like, everybody was telling you all these things about yourself, you know, right. Like, but you're living your life. You're right. Living, you're in your skin.
Right.
And it took for you to really hit rock bottom. It took for you to really acknowledge, hey, listen, something's got to change.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, to live a life just being angry all the time. That's not the way to move, you know what I mean?
No, it's heavy.
We make our interactions with people complicated. Yeah. Life is not supposed to be complicated. We add all these extra things, our fears, our preconceived notions, all these other things. That's supposed to be complicated.
Right.
And that's kind of the piece you find in yoga. One time, I think it was 2 years ago, we were doing the show, and a yoga teacher hits me up. And she's like, yo, I'm going to offer you a free class. I went. You know, and like on some white people shit, like I was just the only black guy there. Bought a mat. I used to work at Nike, so I had the yoga mat from time.
Yeah,
I had the style. I had the shit from time. So I go do yoga session. I went to 2 sessions. Yo, yoga is really hard.
Yeah,
the white mothers and the soccer moms make that shit look easy on TV.
Yeah,
yoga's hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. And then the position, you know, it kind of opens you up. And like when you really dial in, kind of like meditation.
Yeah.
When you really start to focus on your breathing, when you really dial in what you're doing, and you really quiet the noise, which is a tough thing for me to do.
Yeah.
Quiet my mind. When you really get to that place, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I can understand the place of peace that you found.
Yeah.
Because while you're going through it, I was doing meditation as well. So I was like, oh my God, he's really deep.
Yeah.
But when I started seeing groups and groups of people coming to you, I was like, God damn, Brandon might be onto something. Now, a lot of people don't know, and it's crazy. Like, all of us are like, we're coming back together now. Me and Brandon went to elementary school together. We went to Iona.
Yeah. Mm.
For a long time. We went to Iona for a long time. And then I never saw him again until I saw him online with meditation. Yeah. Like, I didn't know he was incarcerated.
Yeah, man.
Because you've never had that vibe.
No.
You've always been a go-lucky, happy, good-natured person. I'm not saying you're not that. Obviously, you're that again.
Yeah.
But there was a dark period. Yeah. You know what I mean?
We all have a dark period.
He went like 50 in power. He got kind of dark for a little bit. And, you know, he kind of found himself. Funny. I've always known you as a good-natured person. So, like, when I'm reading your Bible, I'm seeing something like, I didn't know you went through all that. I thought I was going from the person I knew in elementary school to now. Like, I didn't know there's, like, this whole in-between. Like, like you were, like, really, really angry.
Yeah. So... And that's why when she said, become the best version of yourself, it spoke to me on such a deep level. Because like you said, ever since I was young, like, I feel like that's who I really was, like, at my core was just like, you know, like, I don't like confrontation. I don't like being angry. I don't like all that stuff. Like, I just want to be happy. I feel like I'm a easygoing person. Mm. But I was just raised in an environment with, like, really angry people, you know, and they kind of shared that. And again, it messes with your mind because you're like, yo, you're supposed to be protecting me. Like, my idea of, like, parents is, like, you know, from the Lion King. Like, Mufasa as a father is, like, you know, or what's the name? Philip Banks.
Yeah.
You know, all these father figures or parent figures or whatever the case is. And, like, that's not really the reality. And I'm not even talking, like, my personal example. Like, I grew up in Little Burgundy. And a lot of the parents, the way I see them interacting with their children, I was like, yo, this is way out of pocket and it's not normal. But everybody is like, it's just so normalized. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm on the bus going to elementary and the day after parent-teacher interview, everybody's like, oh, look what happened to me, and showing their scars or their bruises from the night before because
they got beat.
It's like you bring home a bad report card, you're going to get beat. And everyone was like, oh, that's all you got? Look what I got. And it's just like it becomes normal, but it's really not. Like I said, it leaves an imprint on your mind, and you're going to pass that down through generations. And I had a beautiful heart-to-heart with my father, and he told me, he's like, yo, you broke the chains. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you found this level of like liberation where you're not going to pass that on. And
breaking the cycle.
Yeah, exactly. And I see, like, I'm able now to you know, understand why my father or my mom was like harboring their feelings, you know, asking them about their story and what happened to them as children. So I approach it with a level of understanding and compassion. But when you're young, it's just like you hold on to it, and it's hard to let it go. And so on the surface, I want to show everybody, like, I have my ish put together, you know. But people that really knew me, people that, like, spent enough time with me deep down inside, they knew that there was just, like, a storm that was brewing.
This guy's, you know, storm. I saw this meme one time, and it said that your parents were learning, too.
Exactly.
Your parents were learning, too. Like, exactly. I think we forget that, you know, we look at our authority figures like parents or that, and we forget, you know, I mean, they're learning, they're figuring this shit out, too. Yeah, exactly. They're learning this thing, too.
Especially in their situation.
Yeah.
They came to a new country.
Yeah, especially our Korean parents.
They had to start from scratch and all that.
Exactly. Like, and the stress.
It's different compared to us. Us, like, I always say that, like, we were lucky. We kind of had it easier, but we choose our path at the end of the day.
Right.
Oh, man. But listen, man, I got to get you on the Rainbow Wolf podcast, man. It's such a deeper story here. But let's pay some bills. Let the people know, how could they join one of your classes. Let them know about the match. You know, let's sell this thing. It's Grove Campus is the company.
That's
let's get some of that up here, man.
Yeah. So, so like we said, we started out with sessions. So we operate mainly in parks during the summertime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So your season coming up.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to be out there. We're going to be in the cameras out, man. Large, shout out to Large Lifestyle. We'll be in the cameras out there, man.
Yeah, so we're right down the street. Well, one of the parks is Loyola Park, so we're right down the street from here. And yeah, so we'll be posting the schedule soon, and if people want to support beyond that, they can purchase a T-shirt, a mat. 10% from that goes towards our community initiatives.
That's what's up.
Like we said, this is black owned, and I don't know anybody else in this, you know, in this space doing that stuff. But, you know, I have no qualms, like, running with, you know.
No, you are, no, you can tell you have peace with yourself. Yo, you just happy that you're out of the dark place. And like, I'm telling you. And a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people watch the movies that, you know, they have friends that go through it. Yeah. But until you've truly hit rock bottom yourself, until you've walked with the demons, I've been there, Clarence. I've been there, boy. Oh, it's dark. Oh, it's bleak. I've been there. When you've come from the creepy school and you work your way back, and people's like, "Yo, you're so happy," like, because you just don't get it.
Yeah,
I have to walk in this skin. Yeah. I come from the darkness. I feel better with myself, and you know, I can see the resonance off you. I can see the peace resonance off you. You feel good, don't you?
I do. I do, and like at this point, like, I just want to share that.
You think you found your calling with
I think
the classes?
So. I mean, I think I don't think there's any one thing that is particularly calling. I just think it's the way that you do whatever it is that you're doing. You know what I mean?
Agree.
So if I come here and I'm having an interview, like, I'm dialed in, I'm focused, my mind is not thinking about what I'm doing next or what I did before. It's just like sharing space with you guys and, you know, doing the best that I can here. And then after I leave here, it's like, okay, I did my best, time to move on. Yeah. So right now, today, it might be with the yoga sessions. Tomorrow, who knows? And I just believe that there's a higher power universe that's looking out and will kind of direct me in the way that it wants me to do whatever it is that it wants me to do, you know?
Yeah, the NG, yo, man, this guy's so deep. This is why I do the show, bro. This is why I do the show. We got like 3 minutes left. Yo, do you remember any stories from elementary school? I remember our soccer games were epic.
Soccer games, football games. So I was going to say, I don't know you as Wizzy. I know you as Ian. Ian, Keegan's cousin.
Government name coming up.
I don't know nobody now. You can say my government name. I don't know Ian. I don't know nobody now.
So he had a cousin who was in our grade. And he was in the grade older than us. And I remember we had a trial for a basketball team. And these guys were killing it. So I was always a small guy. So needless to say, I didn't make the team. but I don't know. I just enjoyed being around these guys and you know, the stories and the culture and, you know.
Say this, because I don't know if you remember Obed. He was like in the grade above me. He's good friends with my boy RG.
Okay.
So he had told RG, he's like, "Yo, Ian's always talk shit like this. Like, this ain't no new shit. This ain't no shit." So Brad, because Brad was close friends with my cousin, so Brad can talk about it.
Yeah.
This ain't not new.
No, it's nothing new. This was happening since elementary, soccer games, basketball games. Took up a lot of space. Took up a lot of space. But you know, that was what made sports fun.
Mm.
It was what brought out the competitive edge in people and. you know, nobody was backing down, and it was all in good spirit. It was all in good fun.
But that's good vibes, man. But listen, we're coming out to our last minute here. I want to thank you, Brandon. Company's called Grove Campus. You can follow them on IG. He does meditation yoga sessions outside in the park. So if you're afraid of the COVID restrictions, we good, baby.
Yes.
Everything's opening up. I can feel the peace, the resonance about you. You're a real life story. Lifetime needs to do a movie about you. Mm-hmm. We need to talk to Oprah and Tyler Perry. I love to see brothers go from being incarcerated to changing their life around, doing productive things in society.
Yeah.
For everybody that says that black guys can't do dope stuff, Brandon definitely refuted all of that. And my boy, who is Mr. Cool, 8208 Agency, Rhythm and Brunch, Breakdown to Lowdown. Is there nothing you don't do? Salute to you, my brother. Thank you for co-hosting with me this morning.
You already know, man. Shout out to you, man. Thanks for inviting me.
Listen, man, it's my pleasure. The try thing, of course, the drink of the show. If you missed the episode, you're going to get a piece of it. You can always get it on YouTube.
La Chapelle Sien Contemporaire presents Beethoven Mystique and Les Salons Acoustiques, a program about music in all its diversity.
Paper Beat Scissors, Katie Moore, Brad Barr, Sarah Paget, Thana Iyer, Cedric Danlavoie, Plants and Animals, and now, Marie-Pierre Arthur, and more.
Beginning March 23rd, the Warhol Dervish Quartet performs Beethoven Mystique, a series of concerts dedicated to five of Beethoven's last string quartets.
Following each concert, an artist from pop or contemporary music will join the quartet for a unique performance.
The fourth edition of Les Salons Acoustiques takes place March 25th, 26th, and 27th, an eclectic program providing a unique sensory exploration without microphones or speakers. A CKUT co-presentation with La Chapelle Sien Contemporaire in partnership with Cult Montreal.
Information and tickets on lachapelle.org.
COVID-19 vaccines have helped protect us. Over time, the antibodies created after vaccination have been found to decrease. While we still have good protection against severe illness, a booster dose produces more antibodies that can help to strengthen our immune response. A booster dose is the best way to help protect yourself against severe illness related to COVID-19. Learn more and book your booster dose at canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada.
Stewart and his literature.
Good day, this is Fred Frith. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. Have a nice time. Bonjour, c'est Fred Frith à l'appareil, c'est